You have questions. We have the answers. Welcome to the My Home Connection Podcast, where we discuss hot topics and answer your questions in today's real estate market. Now, let's get into the grind with your hosts, Jeff Kolb and Amy B.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. This is Jeff Kolb with West USA Realty and My Home Connection. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Another sunny day here in Arizona.
That's right.
Super
you know,
sunny
it was actually so cold this morning. I was surprised.
It was raining a little bit. I couldn't believe it.
Really?
When do we ever get rain in May? Yeah, when I was driving this morning and it was sprinkling and it was chilly. It was awesome. I felt like we were transported to Seattle or something.
Yeah, I think it's only supposed to get to 80 degrees today, then back up to 90 tomorrow.
It was hot.
Really nice. I enjoyed the morning. But, we had discussed and mentioned on several of our previous podcasts just the amount of businesses that are relocating and moving their facilities here, whether it be high tech or manufacturing. We even listed a couple on some of our podcasts as well. But Seriously, what is up with the Phoenix Metro explosion of growth that we've seen over the last 5 years?
Well, a lot of it has to do with our favorable tax rules in place for corporations. But we also have the land. We have the ability to build, you know, major either manufacturing or even retail. You know, we have the big TSMC plant that I believe, and quote me or don't quote me in case I'm wrong, but they're in the process of completing one of their plants, but I think their plan is to have 7.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to remember if that's what I read. Definitely at least 4, but they bought like 125,000 acres or something crazy up in the Northwest Valley.
Yeah.
So they're going to kind of take over up there. And then we have, you know, like you said previously, we have VAI. Mm-hmm. We have lots of entertainment coming to the Valley. And I think like Nestle is opening a plant in the Far West Valley, I believe I read. Like this is absolutely crazy what's happening here in the metropolitan area, mainly in the far, far, far West Valley.
Yeah.
Tons of businesses.
Yeah. Although other parts of our valley have seen a tremendous growth as well. And there's a lot of projects going on in Chandler and Gilbert as well.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
But I was doing a research as far as the explosion of growth and came across a plethora of information as to why businesses are moving here. And they're all kind of saying the same things when it comes to why they chose Arizona or Phoenix Metro as one of the reasons why they're moving here. And I think the reason why we're even talking about this is because what does it mean when you have just an explosion of growth in pro businesses, whether it's coming from technology or manufacturing or wherever? How does that relate into kind of our living as residents, long-term residents of Arizona? What goes on around us and how does that affect and impact us? Well, one thing is the real estate and people needing the place to live that are moving here. And so that's why we're seeing drastic changes. And you know, a lot of people are saying, well, I'm going to wait till housing goes down in price because obviously there's a lot of people that say that, and it has exploded. The housing market has exploded out here as well. We don't have enough homes and we got way more demand. And of course, with the interest rates going up, that has put a lot of buyers that are still there on the fence, which is what we talked about in our last podcast. So if you didn't catch that, go back and listen to it.
Yes. Absolutely. And, you know, we know that interest rates are going to be coming down, you know, definitely by the end of this year, but certainly in 2024. Now, a lot of the reason we have a housing shortage is because a lot of the people in their homes have a really fantastic interest rate and they're not willing to give up that rate in the 2s or 3s to buy a new house. Mm-hmm. So I believe my personal prediction is once the interest rate hits like the mid 4s, a lot of those people are going to say, okay, you know what? I can handle an interest rate increase, you know, to the mid fours for the house that I want, but they weren't willing to go to the sixes, and I don't disagree with them. So I do think that this housing shortage is going to ease up a little bit come 2024, but like you said, we have all these major corporations coming to the Valley. It's going to create a lot more jobs. This is the destination state. So now we're going to go back into that housing shortage situation because we're going to have so many more people moving here.
Right. And you know what? I was going through just kind of gathering headlines, and these are a couple that I came across as far as I kind of let you know what they're saying about moving to Arizona. But and some of this comes from officials like the officials with the Arizona Commerce Authority. You know, they just threw together some stats, and between 2015 and 2019, over 520 companies relocated or have expanded in Arizona, adding over 17,000 jobs between 2015 and 2020. Another headline is AZ sees new opportunities as more businesses relocate to the state. And when you look at why some of these, they talk to some of these businesses over, business owners, excuse me, as far as why they moved their company down here, they're all saying the same things. And here are some of the things that they're saying. Pro-business legislation, access to greater labor, diverse real estate opportunities and affordability. And those are just a few, but they're all based around that. We have a lot of colleges and a lot of higher education capabilities. So that means there's a lot of talent in the pipeline that they can hire for their businesses.
Oh, absolutely. That's what, and when I talk to anyone or when I do some research on this, that's one of the major reasons that they're moving here is access to a more educated labor force.
That's right. Also, ABC 15 said the state's high tech and high skilled talent pipeline combined with lower taxes has led to an influx of companies looking to move their headquarters or advanced manufacturing facilities here in the Valley. Qualities attracting businesses to also to Phoenix is well, we talked about the higher education. We talked about here's what one owner said: friendly regulatory and cooperative government agencies make it easy to grow a business. And so that's why amongst all of the reasons, but that was most of the reasons why they're moving their companies down here. And when they move their companies down here, it creates jobs. And a lot of them are high paying, high tech jobs. And something that stood out to me when I was reading this other article from AZ Big Media. Let me just pull this around. But basically, this is a statement that they made. People are now seeing Phoenix as a destination for an opportunity and not just as a low-cost provider. What we don't want to be is just a place where it's cheap to live. Leaders in other markets are now seeing that Arizona is a great place to do business, and there is real innovation happening there that hasn't always been the case.
It hasn't. I mean, I'm a native of Arizona. Are you, Jeff?
Yes, I am. Born and bred here.
Yeah, you don't meet many of us anymore. But I mean, our economy, our state, like, was completely transformed in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Completely transformed. You know, we've had, you know, Intel or like the big chip manufacturing companies here since the 80s. But something just exploded in the early 2000s where everybody wants to be here. And I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, 20% of the people that relocate here come from California. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of it has to do with it just, it's a more affordable state to live. It's close enough to where we can get to the beach in a few hours. We can get to the snow in a few hours. You know, we're kind of a great location, but we don't have the high cost of other states. And maybe that just became obvious to other states just in the last 20 years or 25 years. But it has been fantastic for our economy.
I agree. And when we talk about this and think about this, what's the point and what do we do to, I mean, what are we looking at that's enveloping around us? If over 200 people are moving here a day, they're going to need a place to live. Well, we happen to be very short on houses. Just as a little reminder, we've got we're wavering between 10,000 and 13,000 properties of active for sale that are single family detached homes, and there should be about 26,000 to 28,000 in a normal market. So do the math. We are way short on homes, and yet still all these people are moving here. So what does that result in? Driving home prices up.
Yep.
And I remember a while back, I said, back in the early 2000s, I thought, wow, all these people are moving here. I can't believe what's going on. Why? I mean, why would somebody want to move to Arizona in this hot desert? You know, I'm sick of looking at rocks, and you almost have to have a house with a swimming pool just to bear the summer. So why are people moving out here? Well, now we know, you know, it's pro business. And so ever since way back when, housing has always gone up. It has never really gone down. It's just continued to climb and climb and climb. And remember our first podcast when we were talking to Ryan Batten, and he mentioned that if you look at all of the, I think it was the last 40 or 50 years, Arizona's seen positive growth all except for 1 year. And that was, I believe, in 2020 when COVID hit.
Yeah.
And that was the only dip that we saw in the state's growth. And now I was reading even this morning that there are 95% fully recovered from what happened with COVID as far as jobs being, people being back restored, at work and being restored. Yeah. So basically we are on a kind of like a race upward. And so, you know, it's our job to bring you this information because how it affects you as a resident of Arizona is it's a great opportunity instead of looking at it in a way that, well, man, home prices are so high. I'm gonna have to wait till they come down. Let me tell you something, they're not coming down. The only thing that's gonna come down are the rates because those fluctuate every single year and actually sometimes several times a day as far as right, you know, when we're looking at it right now.
Yeah.
And we want you to get in on it. And I used to think, I don't know if you thought this too as a resident, but boy, I sure wish I bought some property in California way back when it wasn't so expensive. And you look at it now, and because everybody flooded California way back in the day. And then obviously, you know, a lot of stuff has changed with California. Their policies have changed and they've become non-pro business. And now we're seeing a major exodus and businesses coming here, but not just from California. We're seeing businesses come here from Canada, from all over the world, obviously from Taiwan.
Yes.
It's happening, and Arizona is the growth spot, whether you like it or not.
Yep.
And it has its pros and cons. I mentioned before, I hate traffic because now there's so much more traffic on the roads. And, you know, so there are negative consequences to that. You know, another one would be, well, gosh, are we going to have enough water to basically serve everybody that needs water. And so there are some real issues and concerns, but what is it doing right now? It's driving prices up and they're going to continue to go up. So if you can get in on it now and finally make the break from being a renter where your rent's going to continue to go up as it has every single year astronomically, get in on something because, you know, if you buy a house now, guess how much that house is going to be worth probably in 10, 15, 20 years from now.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to continue to appreciate.
And we always thought, you know, how could this property appreciate more than it already has? And then we have another boom year and another boom year. You know, Arizona just isn't a state that is depressed. And I love your 10,000 foot view. I love talking about what's bringing people here, what's affecting our economy, and how that's affecting housing prices. Because if you do look at it just in a pinhole of, I can't afford this price point, I can't afford where I want to live, well, then you're missing the entire picture because, you know, I do hear a lot of people say, I'm going to wait until rates come down. I'm going to wait until home prices come down. Why? Why do you think home prices are going to come down? You know, especially in a state where there's nothing but growth. So I love the fact that you wanted to focus on what's going on in the state and how that impacts the individual consumer. You know, we are, I'm sorry, I didn't look up today, but I think we're the fifth largest city.
Yes, we are.
In the United States.
I did look that up today.
We are huge. Oh, you did? Oh, yes. My gosh. I was literally just making it up from my previous knowledge. So we're still the fifth largest city. It's not going down. People are moving here. They said there's one person moving here every 5 minutes, which is, like you said, 288 people a day.
That's right.
Not that many are leaving. So you got to make that choice for yourself and your family that you're going to invest in your future and invest in real estate. Because if you continue to rent, oh, you know, a lot of options are taken away from you.
And you know, a lot of people are doing now, since they, as an individual, might not be able to afford it, bearing whatever circumstance they're in. A lot of people are actually going in together, believe it or not.
Yes, I know.
And splitting, I mean, multifamily houses where people are going in on it to be able to afford it. Mm-hmm. And obviously, even that, doing that is better than doing nothing and renting and paying somebody else's mortgage off. So whatever you got to do, think outside the box, team up with somebody that you know, trust, you know, which is, I know in today's world is hard to find, but people are doing it in order to manage. And if you have the means, it's probably going to be a good idea if not only doing that, but maybe think of it as an investment because, again, 10 to 20 years from now, if you can own several properties, you're going to make out on that.
Yes.
And that's kind of where we're headed. And looking at all the information out there on Google and then in the news as far as what's happening with Phoenix, that's what it's all pointing toward. And so we're just letting you know that the ground level has already started 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and it's not stopping anytime soon.
Yeah, it's not. Our prices are here to stay. I would say, unfortunately, but you know what? A lot of people who took the chance and bought a home when they thought it was too expensive, they've made quite a bit of money the last few years.
Yes, so, and they're happy.
You know, I'm not going to say it's going to continuously go up the way it has the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. A lot of that had to do with COVID, but you will always, you'll always experience an appreciation. It's not a short-term investment. It's a long-term investment, and you're investing in yourself. So that's right. Don't see a downside.
Good points. So if you wanted to get a hold of either one of us and you have questions or we kind of spurred your thinking on, or maybe you want to get in on it and be a homeowner and need help thinking outside the box with solutions, feel free to get in contact with us. Amy, how can they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. So it's Amy Batten with Waterstone Mortgage. And my website is amybatten.com.
Awesome. And my email is jeff@myhomeconnection.net, or you can go right onto my website, which is myhomeconnection.net.
Myhomeconnection.net.
Well, that pretty much wraps up our podcast for today. We wanted to thank you for tuning in, and thank you, Amy, for your wealth of knowledge and information, as always.
Making up my stats. You're welcome.
All right. Well, we'll see you next time. Thanks.